It's the Santa Claus Show on WBSM, brought to you by New Bedford Fire Union Local 841. Santa Claus is here right now and ready to take calls from all the boys and girls of the South Coast. Give Santa a call right now at 508-996-0500.
And good afternoon. It is time for our annual visit from Santa Claus. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, good afternoon, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and thank you for taking the time to come down from the North Pole to visit us.
Yeah, sure. It was a nice ride. Stopped off at the airport. Melissa is teaching the reindeer some new tricks.
So it seems like this time of year, you know, traffic gets a little bit bad around here. I'm glad you're able to come into the airport and have that nice, easy ride in. You know, you don't have to worry about going through Providence with the bridge shut down or Boston with all the traffic. Isn't it nice having an airport that you can just fly right into with your sled?
It is very convenient, Tim. Very, very convenient.
And we're going to be taking calls from all the boys and girls of the South Coast here. 508-996-0500 is the number. Before we start taking the call, Santa, I mean, just kind of general, how have the kids been this year?
The kids have been good this year. It's been, an up and down year for some, but they're right back on the good list. We got a lot of very, very good boys and girls on the South Coast.
And let me ask you a little, and if you don't want to give away all the secrets, that's fine too. But if a kid is bad in January, February, March, do they have time to make it up before the end of the year to be a good kid and get on the good list?
Yes, they do. It's all about forgiveness. And we look at trying to see the good in all little boys and girls.
Okay, well, I'm glad, because I can tell you there were many years when I was a kid that I got in trouble earlier in the year. And then, you know, right around maybe Halloween, I was like, I better start behaving myself now.
You know? Yes, Timmy.
But you pay attention year-round.
Yes,
you can see everything that happens all the time.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's get into some of the calls. We got some coming in already. Good afternoon. You're on with Santa Claus.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What was something on your list?
More Lego sets.
Ooh, Legos. Yes.
Can you tell Santa your name?
I'm on the naughty list.
No, you're on the good list.
Tell me who you are.
Hunter.
Ooh, Hunter.
Anything else, guys?
And my last name is April.
Oh, April. Oh, yes. And your daddy's also on the good list.
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome, Counselor April. Ooh. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Anything else, guys, before we...
Santa.
What is it?
Actually put my dad on the naughty list because he keeps saying bad words on his phone.
Oh,
hey.
No. But he leaves Santa Claus coffee syrup for his milk.
I do. That's right. All right. Say bye to Santa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Merry
Bye-bye,
Christmas.
Bye-bye, Santa. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Okay. First call, they're already ratting out their dad. All right, 508-996-0500 if you would like to speak with Santa. Good afternoon. You're on with Santa Claus.
Me?
It sounds like
yes,
you. What's your name?
Matthew.
Hi, Matthew. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I have three very important things.
Okay, I'm ready.
A Nintendo Switch 2.
A Nintendo Switch 2.
And an iPad.
An iPad, yes. Ooh, electronics.
And the second iPad for my dad.
Oh, your dad wants one too? I'll have to, you're on the good list. I'll have to see if he's on the good list.
I thought my mom had to play Roblox, but my dad won't even try it.
Oh, he won't try it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe he will.
Yeah.
Very good, Matthew. Was there anything else on your list?
Yeah.
What is it?
for the Nintendo Switch 2, can I have Mario Kart World?
Oh, Mario Kart World. Oh, boy.
I mean, you have to have a game for it, right?
Even the elves play with that.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye, Matthew.
Oh, wait, I forgot one thing.
Oh, what is it?
A very big Lego set.
Oh, a big Lego set.
Just make sure you clean them up afterward.
Yes, make sure you put them away, Matthew.
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas. All right. Let's take another call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Good afternoon. I'm so used to saying good morning, Santa.
Hello.
You're on with Santa Claus. Can we have your name? What's your name?
Araya.
Hi, Araya. How are you?
Good.
What was something that you wanted for Christmas?
Jewelry stuff.
Jewelry stuff?
Jewelry stuff.
Oh, wow. To make jewelry?
Yes.
Oh, boy. So you can make diamonds?
The bells.
Okay. What else is on your list?
A baby reborn.
Oh, wow. The elves have been making those.
Okay, thank you, Santa.
What are you going to leave out for Santa on Christmas Eve?
Are you going to leave out some cookies?
Yes, cookies.
Oh, good.
And some milk.
Oh, good.
No, pink and green cookies.
Oh, pink and green cookies. Oh, yummy. Ho, 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 ho. Santa loves cookies.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right, 508-996-0500. You are on with Santa Claus. Can we have your name? Hello.
Hello.
Uh-oh. Well, tell you what, maybe we can put you on hold and, well, anybody there? All right, I'll put you on hold, and we can see if they can take a minute. But 508-996-0500 if you'd like to call in and talk to Santa. So you get left milk and cookies from, I would guess, a majority of the household, Santa.
Oh, yes.
But what are some of the weirder things people have left out for you?
People have left out sausage over in Germany.
Ah.
Sliced sausage over in Germany. We get a lot of spaghetti in Italy. Santa loves the meatballs.
And do you find that, you know, as you're going around, do you have to, like, take less and less bites at each stop? Or do you try to, you know, eat as much of it as you can?
By the time Santa gets to Hawaii, Santa is full.
And then when you get home, you probably don't want to eat for a whole week.
Oh, Santa takes a nap.
All right, let's see if we can get this person back on. 508-996-0500. Hello, you're on with Santa Claus.
Hello.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How are you?
What's your name?
Maddie.
I'm Maddie. How are you?
Good.
Good. What was something on your Christmas list?
Well, Santa.
It was on your list of shame.
You don't remember?
Did you forget?
She's being very shy.
Well, that's okay. You can speak for her if you need to.
You want to tell Santa what you want, sweetie? Something pink?
Oh, Maddie, you wanted something pink?
Anything pink.
Anything pink? Oh, like American Girl doll?
Yeah.
Or a pink pony? Not a real one.
No, you don't remember. Okay, she's being extra shy.
Sorry,
Santa.
That's okay. I'm shy on the radio, too.
You want me to tell him for you? What is it? I don't remember. Huh? Gabby's dollhouse?
Ooh, Gabby's dollhouse.
For my puppy to play with. For your puppy to play with?
For your puppy to play with. Oh, that's nice.
What's your puppy's name?
What's your puppy's name? Lily.
Lily.
Oh, Lily the puppy.
You want to say thank you, Santa?
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome. Have a Merry Christmas, okay?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
There's another one.
All right, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and speak with Santa. And, you know, one of the things, Santa, that we've talked about in the past is just how much work the elves put into all of these requests from all of these kids. Let's give a shout-out to the elves and all their hard work.
Yes, let's give a shout-out to the elves. Ho, 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 ho! All my little friends back at the North Pole working so hard.
And how long do they take for a break after they're done making all these toys? They take a month off, a couple months off? How long do they get back to work?
Give them a couple of months off.
And then they got to get back to work.
Right back at it. Well, but the busy season starts and they're ready.
I'm sure, you know, 100 years ago, they didn't have to work as hard because the toys were a little bit easier to make back then.
Oh, technology.
Yeah, now everything's so much harder to do. So.
Yes, with technology, Timmy, it's gotten a little harder, but they've overcome and adapted.
All right, let's take another call. 508-996-0500. Hello, you're on with Santa Claus. Can we have your name, please?
Yes.
Ryan.
Go ahead, tell him.
Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. How are you? Merry Christmas, Ryan.
Thank you so much, Santa.
Oh, you're welcome. What was something on your list?
What would you like?
A laboo-boo.
A laboo-boo?
Yeah.
Oh, a laboo-boo.
Well, yeah. What else?
Barbie.
Oh, a Barbie.
Makeup.
Oh, makeup?
Santa too.
Oh, wow. What else?
Anything else?
American doll.
An American doll?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, American girl doll. Those are nice. Yeah. And some clothes that goes with it?
Some clothes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Some accessories.
Uh-huh.
And some accessories.
Oh, and the accessories. Oh, absolutely. The American Girl doll has to have accessories.
I have one more here, Santa. Easton.
Hi.
Tell me your name.
My name is Easton.
Hi, Easton. Merry Christmas. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What was on your list?
Legos.
PS5. Yeah?
A Game Boy.
A Game Boy? Oh, boy.
Art stuff.
Oh, stuff to make art, like Picasso.
I like to draw.
You like what?
I like to draw.
Oh, you like to draw. I know. If you want some art supplies, good.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas, Easton.
And 508-996-0500. Why don't we take our first break, Santa?
Okay.
So, kids, you can get on the phone now. We have open phone lines if you want to call in and speak with Santa. We'll be right back with more with Santa Claus in just a few moments.
Call in now to speak with Santa Claus at 508-996-0500. Now, back to the big guy.
And we're back. And, yeah, Santa, so when we're talking about the differences in what kids got years ago and what they get now, you know, as we were talking about, it makes it harder for the elves. But we also see that a lot of times toys make a comeback. You know, things that people liked when I was younger, like now kids are playing with them again. Like we heard the young boy ask for a Game Boy,
yes.
You know? And yep. So I guess it's good. So do you have the same elves all the time, or do you kind of have elves that have kind of changed out over the years?
We have elves that have changed out. Some of them are older, some of them are younger, but they enjoy making toys. Back in the day, like you said, it was a lot of wooden items.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was a lot of metal items. Then now technology. And now some of these wooden items are coming back that little boys and girls want. So we have our older elves who used to know how to make those, and I've had to put them back to work.
So you keep the elves around that know yes. how to make some of that stuff.
Yes.
So they don't have to start from scratch.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And I think all the kids out there are asking for some really, really great stuff. And, you know, kids, they can have pretty wild imaginations, but it seems like the kids that are calling in here are pretty grounded in what they are looking for Christmas. Like you said, you know, you can't bring somebody a real pony because, you know, that's a lot harder to take care of than if you just bring them a toy pony.
That's correct, because we don't know if the parents can take care of it. Do they have the yard for it? But we'll bring them, you know, a toy pony, you know, My Little Pony.
All right, we got another call here. 508-996-0500 to call to speak to Santa. Oh, I don't know if I did that or if you did that, but you can call back. It's that's just somebody who just wanted to hum into the phone. All right, here we go. You're on with Santa Claus. Hello. Hello. Are you there? I think they're having some phone trouble. All right, try calling back, and we'll see if we can get you pushed through. Yeah, phones, we got everything potted up. 508-996-0500. And Santa, you know, you up at the North Pole, I'm sure you have phones and you have email and all that kind of stuff for people to reach out to you. But do you turn it off at a certain time of year so it just doesn't bother you?
No, it's always on. We always listen to the boys or girls and stuff that they may want. And so we're always on 24/7, 365 days a week,
so
a year, unless it's a leap year, Timmy.
and then you're reading those letters year round, too.
We get letters frequently all year round.
So,
yes.
It's not just kids waiting until, you know, close to Christmas to send those letters.
Right.
All right. I think we get them back now. Hello, you're on with Santa Claus.
Hello, Merry Christmas.
No, they hung up. I think they're having some phone trouble. I think they want a new phone for Christmas.
Oh, iPhone 20.
that's the hard thing is, like, you know, as you said, the technology, man, they're making this stuff harder and harder for you to
year.
Be able to make everything.
Every year, these companies, they keep adding and adding, and we're trying to keep up.
Wait a minute. So the North Pole is a whole separate, different country. Do you have to pay tariffs on the stuff that you bring in?
Santa doesn't usually talk politics, but there are no tariffs up at the North Pole at this time.
I was going to say, because I'm pretty sure we've got some lawmakers listening that can help you out with that and you know, pass a resolution for no tariffs on the North Pole.
We have no tariffs on the North Pole.
Okay, that's good. All right, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and speak with Santa. Yesterday, I put a question out because we have Fun Fridays here on WBSM where we have questions that are just about, you know, not politics, not general news talk, but just fun stuff. And so yesterday's question was, what was the best gift that Santa ever brought you? And I got to tell my story, which this one wasn't you. This one was my parents. But they finally got a Nintendo in Christmas of 1989. I finally got a Nintendo.
Yes.
Because, you know, my parents wouldn't let me have one for a long time. But I remember, you know, getting gifts when I was younger that I didn't even know that I would like. You know, I opened it up and I said, this is weird. I didn't ask for this. And then they'd end up being my favorite gifts of the entire Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different art sets and things like that. And so it seems like you always know what the kids want, even beyond what they ask you for.
Yeah, because sometimes we look and see what they're doing at school. They're very good at art. So Santa feels, well, let's get him an art set. If they're good in music, maybe they get a violin or music lessons.
And I guess, too, when you look at the kind of all the stuff that the kid is into over the course of the year, you might remember some things that they like that they didn't even remember that they liked.
Yes, because over the course of the year, they forget. New trends come about, and then they forget the old ones. And then when they get it at Christmas, it sparks their intellect about, oh, I forgot I wanted that, and he knew.
And, I mean, I guess, too, you got to keep up with all the different things that they have, too, because, you know, you don't want to bring them the same thing they got last year.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want the same thing.
So that must make it hard. So you make a list of what they want, but you also must keep those lists saved.
Yes.
Do you do it on a computer, or is it all still paper?
Well, right now, we have updated to a computer a little bit. Mrs. Claus is helping Santa with a computer because there's so many.
Right. Well, I mean, I can only imagine how much, you know, hard drive space you must need for all the kids of the entire world. All right, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and speak with Santa. One of the things that I've always been fascinated with is the way that you get around the world in one single night. Is it like all physics and speed and all that, or is there some magic involved?
It's very magical, the magic of belief. And if you believe, it will happen. And that's what fuels Santa's sleigh. Even though we're getting the rails sharpened at Max Auto Service, they're going to take care of our rails for us. So when we go in through the snow, we're nice and sharp and ready to glide across the snow. So we thank Max Auto Service. When we come down, they take care of our rails for us.
Well, Max Auto does specialize in foreign cars, and there's nothing more foreign than Santa's sleigh. So, but I think, that power of belief is so very important, because you've been able, like, listen, I know I'm looking at you here. You don't look a day over, I don't even want to hazard a guess. But to know that you've been around for as long as you have been, it's that belief from all the kids that's able to keep you going and keep you young.
Belief and magic. And that's what keeps Santa going every year, is the little boys and girls who believe and who try to be good and do their best. And that's what keeps Santa working.
But when you do have kids that are bad, you know all the time, there's different circumstances sometimes. Kids don't always mean to be bad. And you've always been really good about giving kids second chances and being able to, understand the situations of their lives.
Yes, absolutely. Because everybody is different. So they have different ways that they can, make it better. They get better at school. They may not do well, but then they get better at home. But Santa always looks for the good in everybody.
And it's about trying, too. It's about trying to do the right thing.
Correct.
I mean, listen, some kids are going to have a rough time, and maybe they, they have a tough year, but that everybody's only as good as kind of their next day.
That's
so,
right.
So, yeah. 508.
Just like football, you're only as good as the next play. You may have a penalty, but then the next play you get a sack, or you make a block, you make a run, you're always as good as your next play.
Did Drake May ask you for a Super Bowl for Christmas?
Drake May, he's on the good list right now. he's doing very well. He's been a good boy. So he might get a playoff berth in his stocking.
He might get it a little early. He can get it tomorrow. Might.
Yes.
All right, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and speak with Santa. What are some of the most challenging things about getting out there on Christmas Eve and being able to make all these deliveries? Do the kids kind of throw you off a little bit sometimes by staying up too late and that kind of stuff?
Sometimes they're up late. Santa starts somewhere near Australia, and we work our way all the way across. We head west, and then we go around. But sometimes they're not in bed on time. We have to come back.
So that just throws everything off.
Speed bumps. So just little speed bumps that Santa works around. Not a problem.
So. And listen, when I was a kid, my parents told me that they had talked to you, that they knew what time you were going to be around, and that's what time I had to go to bed. So kids should listen to their parents when they tell them what time to go to bed.
For sure. And there's also Santa Tracker that tracks me. I don't know, these scientists, now they follow me.
I think NORAD chipped your sleigh.
Yes.
I think that's what happened.
I think so. Mac Auto Sales hasn't found it, but it must be on there.
Well, I think too that you kids get so excited and they're so amped up. It does make it kind of hard to fall asleep. When I was younger, I always tried to close my eyes and go to sleep as quick as I could. But then I'd hear a little something and I'd say,
"That's it." Could be him.
And every little thing would get me excited that maybe it was you. Right. And that's probably what kept me up later. So I apologize for all the times you had to circle back to my
problem.
House because. I just got a little too excited, I guess. All right, 508-996-0500. Hello, you were on with Santa Claus.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Merry Christmas.
What's your name?
Dave.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good.
Good. What's something on your Christmas list?
Makeup.
Oh, makeup, yeah.
And, there's a stuffy that's Stitch.
Oh, Stitch?
And it's, like, very soft.
And it's soft?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. What else was on your list?
You're not going to put the makeup on Stitch, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
No, oh, okay. All right.
What about some other toys?
A big Barbie house.
Oh, a big Barbie, the dream house?
And I, like, people Barbies.
Oh, you want people like Ken? Like Ken?
Uh-huh. And I want, like, a car and a plane.
Oh, a Barbie, a Barbie car?
A Barbie car
and a plane.
And a plane.
And a plane. Oh, my goodness.
They have a plane for Barbie?
They do have a plane for Barbie.
Is it pink?
Is it pink?
Yes.
Yes. What else? Do you have anything else on your list?
No.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas, okay?
Thanks, Maeve.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And if you want to call into Santa, 508-996-0500. See, that's the other thing. You got to keep up with all these toys, Santa.
Yes, the toys, the Barbie planes and things like that. Those are relatively new, but the elves are very trained on making those.
So when I was a kid, what we waited for to know what we wanted to kind of put together for our Christmas list was the, you know, the Toys R Us Big Book of Toys catalog.
Yes.
And, you know, now we don't have those anymore. We don't have Toys R Us and all that. So how do you keep track of all the toys that, that kids are interested in? Like, how do you know what they all are? I guess maybe the internet helps.
Yeah, the internet helps. We look on Amazon, all different distributors, and we just keep track of what the new toys are.
And I think too, like if I'm running a company that sells toys, I would want to have a direct line to Santa Claus to let him know.
Yes, absolutely.
So
like Milton Bradley.
And Hasbro. Hasbro, not that far down the street. Do you ever go over there and look at some of the toy prototypes they're working on?
We do. We do an inspection. In quotations, inspection. And we'll look and see what they're doing there, what they've got for developmental toys and things like that.
See, Santa gets to see the toys, kids, before you even see them. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
All right, 508-996-0500. Good evening. You're on with Santa Claus.
Hello.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Go ahead, Noella.
Hi.
Hi, Noella. Merry Christmas, Noella.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. What was something on your list?
Roblox.
Oh, Roblox.
Robots.
Oh, robots.
Yeah, Robux, I think it's something to play with Roblox.
Oh, yeah, Robux. Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
yes.
Robux. So that you can pick your own. Okay.
Oh, Robux.
Yep.
What else did you have on your list?
Mariah Elizabeth merch.
Mariah Elizabeth merch?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Merchandise.
Yes, that's merchandise. Yes, merchandising. Merchandise.
Anything else?
Did you have anything else?
Ulta Mini Brands.
Oh, Mini Brands.
Ulta Mini Brands.
Yeah, Ulta Mini Brands. Oh, boy. We'll make sure the elves get right on that.
Okay, say bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, let's take another call here. 508-996-0500. You're on with Santa Claus. Hello, can we have your name?
Wait, my next?
That's you.
Oh, that's me?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your name?
Oh, my name's Audrey.
Hi, Audrey. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What's something on your list?
Right, sorry, yeah, he's on the phone.
I want an art kit and a nail kit.
An art kit and a nail kit. Oh, boy, you're going to do nails?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'll let Mrs.
Really
Claus know. She has her nails done all the time. Anything else?
Oh, my brother's coming down really quick.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Okay, he's here.
Okay.
Can I say hi? Hi.
Hi, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Hey,
yes, what is something on your list?
What do you want? A garage.
A Hot Wheels garage?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, Hot Wheels garage with cars.
And WWE. And a WWE and Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank.
The Money in the Bank set where you can pin the guy. Oh, yeah. Who's your favorite wrestler?
they're asking.
Jay Uso.
Oh, yeet.
Russo. Oh, yes.
Can you give us a yeet?
Yeet. They want you to do yeet.
Say yeet.
Yeet.
Yeet. Say, what's it? What's it? One word, four letters.
Ask ho them, ho. Are they watching John Cena's pay per view tonight?
Jay Uso. John Cena's Jay Uso was wearing a hat.
He was wearing a hat.
Yeah, on Instagram. He was watching a video on Instagram.
Oh.
So I know I'm going to be watching John Cena's last match tonight. I don't know if Santa's going to be. He might be a little bit busy.
I got a letter from Roman Reigns. He wants the championship back.
Oh.
For Christmas.
Oh.
You hear that,
Danny?
My favorite Pokemon is Charmander.
Oh, Charmander, yeah.
All right, guys. You say bye.
Bye.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. 508-996-0500. If you want to speak with Santa, let's take a break here, and we'll be back with more with Santa in just a few moments.
Santa Claus is here, and he's ready to take phone calls from all the good little boys and girls of the South Coast. Call him now at 508-996-0500. Now, back to the Santa Claus Show on WBSM.
And we are back with Santa, 508-996-0500. Let's take another call here. Hello, you're on with Santa Claus. Can we have your name?
Hi, can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Santa.
Hello, Merry Christmas.
Hello.
Hi, I'm here with 3-year-old Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Merry Christmas, Zoe. What does Zoe want for Christmas? She
said, Zoe, what do you want for Christmas? She's saying nothing, but I know she wants a big teddy bear.
Oh, a teddy bear. Stuffed teddy bear.
She asked for a cash register.
Oh, a cash register. Who's gonna? Are you going to put the money in it?
And then she asked for a very, very pretty fancy dress.
Oh, a very pretty dress. Oh, Mrs. Claus loves to make dresses.
So she's just being a little grumpy because she hasn't had a nap today.
Oh, okay. Oh. But she has a nap. Santa knows that she's on the good list.
Did you hear that, Zoe? You're on the good list. So.
Is she happy she's on the good list?
What? Are you happy you're on the good list, though? She says, mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
And what does her big sister want for Christmas?
Her big sister wants a new guitar case.
Oh, a guitar case.
She wants new clothes.
Oh, clothes.
And her big sister already got her Christmas present earlier on in the year when she went to a concert.
Oh, is she a Swiftie?
What was that, Santa?
Is she a Swiftie?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, I thought it was one of those Swift concerts.
No, not at our household.
And what about Dad? Does Dad want anything for Christmas?
Dad is all set for Christmas.
Dad needs a new bowling bag for Christmas.
He does need a new bowling bag for Christmas. He's not going to lie.
Maybe Santa will get you an angle or an old hammer bowling ball.
Oh, there you go.
That would be nice.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Say Merry Christmas to Santa, though.
Merry Christmas, Zoe.
All right. Thank you, Santa.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
All right, 508-996-0500 to call in and speak with Santa. And by the way, we're going to be here for a whole other hour after this one. So if the kids are a little bit shy, you know, you got a little time to get them warmed up. Or if you're out and about and, you know, you want to make sure you get home in time to make the call, we'll be here until 6 p.m. Good afternoon. You're on with Santa Claus.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to Santa.
What's your name?
Thank you.
Josiah.
Hi, Josiah.
Hi,
Santa.
What's something on your list?
Maybe Yu-Gi-Oh.
Baby Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, and Pokemon.
Oh, Pokemon, the cards?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's your favorite Pokemon?
I don't really know all the Pokemons yet, too, still.
Yeah, there's so many of them now, I can't keep track anymore. But I like Psyduck.
Ooh. How about Pikachu?
Oh, yeah. Do you know one time Charizard was a blue one also, and so the Pokemon would battle Mewtwo also.
Oh, he was blue.
Yeah, and the blue Charizard won.
And he won.
Yeah. You know who my favorite is on the cartoon? I like Meowth. Because I think he's funny. All right. Anything else you want for Christmas, Josiah?
Nah.
All right. Well, you keep being good, and Santa will be at your house on Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas, Josiah.
Merry Christmas too, Santa.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
508-996-0500. Good afternoon. You're on with Santa Claus.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. What's your name?
Jackson.
Hi, Jackson. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What is something you wanted for Christmas?
I'd like for you to have a good Christmas.
You want to have a... Okay, that's very nice of you.
You must want something, though.
Maybe a couple of Lego sets.
Oh, some Lego sets. The elves have been making a lot of Legos. Ho, 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 ho. And make sure you put them away when you're done, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, make sure you don't have any out on Christmas Eve. Santa can't be stepping on those.
Yeah, we don't want to trip on those.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Who's your favorite reindeer?
Comet.
Oh, Comet. That's a good one.
Oh, yes, he's fast.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
508-996-0500 if you want to call in and talk to Santa. And you don't play favorites with the reindeer, though. You have to be fair to all of them, right?
Yes, we don't play favorites. They're all very helpful to Santa, and they're very, very important.
And, you know, the rest of the year when they're not flying the sleigh around, you know, I'm sure that they do a lot of different stuff around the North Pole to help you out.
Yes, they do some activities. They'll pull Santa and Mrs. Claus for sleigh rides. Just to keep them physically fit, because it is a long night on Christmas Eve, so they have to be ready to fly.
Well, hopefully they're getting ready now. And what can the kids leave out for the reindeer if they want to leave something out?
The reindeer love carrots, and they also like oats. So if you sprinkle oats on your grass, they'll see them, and they come down, and they'll swoop down while Santa's dropping off the toys, and they'll eat some oats and also carrots.
There you go. So if you want to leave some out for the reindeer, you can do that. We got an app chat message here, Santa. It says, yes. Hi, Santa. I'm hoping for a Ryan Blaney die-cast car this year.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Well, he just missed out on the championship this year, but we'll see what we can do to make it a better year for Ryan Blaney fans.
So is that something that you're a big fan of? Is that's NASCAR, I assume?
Oh, Santa watches NASCAR, yes. We've been to several tracks. And Santa likes NASCAR.
So do you have a... I mean, I know you really can't play favorites, but do you have a favorite driver?
Well, Santa likes all the drivers. But
maybe like all time. Is there somebody that was...
Oh boy. Harvick fan. I like Kevin Harvick. You know, he had the Dale Sr. A lot of people love... Santa makes a lot of die-cast Dale Jr. Vehicles, number 88. Even some adults ask for that. It's unbelievable. But Santa's very, a lot of NASCAR diecast vehicles, the elves. Special area of elves that make those.
Well, then who knows, Jason? Maybe you'll get your Ryan Blaney diecast car.
He may.
508-996-0500. Good evening. You're on, or good afternoon. You're on with Santa Claus. Can we have your name?
Candace.
Hi, Candace. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Good.
What is something on your list?
A desk.
A desk? You want a desk to do your schoolwork?
Yeah.
Okay. How many drawers?
Two
drawers? Okay. What's something else on your list?
Computer.
Oh, a computer that goes on the desk. Is it like a laptop computer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it for school?
No.
Oh, okay. Just to play games?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on your list?
No.
Okay. Are you going to leave out some cookies?
Yeah.
What kind do you think you're going to leave out?
Chocolate chip.
Ooh, Santa loves chocolate chip. Ho, 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 ho. And when I dunk them in milk, they're delicious. Ho, 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 ho. And as you can tell, Santa has had a few cookies.
All right.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
And, oh, we had one coming in, but it just clicked off. If you want to call back again, let me take a quick break, and we'll come back with more with Santa Claus in just a few moments.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Call in now to speak with Santa Claus at 508-996-0500. Now, back to the big guy.
All right, we're going to be taking some more calls with Santa coming up in just a moment. And 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. And again, if you don't get a chance this hour, we'll be here for another hour coming up after the 5 o'clock news. Let's go to this call here. Hello, you're on with Santa Claus.
Say hello.
Hello.
Hello, Merry
Hi.
Christmas.
What's your name?
Tell me
your name. Jack.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, what
you
is...
Too.
You have something on your list?
Yeah.
What is
Tell
it?
Tell them what it is.
A Batman car.
Oh, a Batman, a Batmobile.
Yeah.
What else?
You want something else?
Yeah. Slime.
Oh, you want slime? Like Ghostbuster, yeah. Ghostbuster slime?
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
Transformers that connect together to make one big one.
Oh, the Transformers that connect. Yes.
Did you ask Santa what you want?
I do. You want?
What do I want? I want world peace. I want everybody to be happy and for everyone to get along.
Me too.
Santa also likes cookies.
Will you leave him some cookies? Tell him.
I'll leave you some cookies.
Oh, you're going to leave me some cookies? Oh, thank you. And if you'd like to, you can leave the reindeer a carrot outside.
Yeah.
Okay, because they love carrots, and it's good for their eyes.
All right, Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas. Okay, Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's see if we can get these other two in. If not, we'll just have to have somebody hold on until after the news. Hello, you're on with Santa Claus. Can we have your name?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
hi. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name? Josiah?
Nevaeh.
Oh, Nevaeh. Hi, Nevaeh.
Hi.
Hi. What's something on your list?
What's something on your list? Newborn doll?
American Girl doll?
Fine.
Oh, I think we're getting some feedback there.
Oh, would you like an American Girl doll?
What kind of doll it is?
Oh, they hung up. Okay, well, you can try calling back again. I don't know what happened there, but they hung up. Let's see, we got about 2 minutes left. Let's see if we can squeeze one more in. Hello, you're on with Santa Claus.
Oh, would you like an American Girl doll?
Oh, you got to turn down your radio.
Oh,
they hung
up.
Hey,
okay, hello, Merry Christmas. Hello, Nevaeh.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Hi.
Is this Nevaeh?
Yes.
Yes. How are you, Nevaeh? We got you back on the radio. What's something on your list?
You want a baby doll? You want to talk there.
Would you like a baby doll?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Will you take care of it?
Yes.
Okay, what's something else on your list?
Makeup.
Oh, makeup. Oh, my. Who's going to wear the makeup? You and your mom?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. What else would you like?
Boots.
Oh, boots? You want boots?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the friend of Dora the Explorer, Boots.
Boots the monkey.
Ho, 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 ho,
ho. No, what a great impression of Santa.
Yes, that was good. Ho, 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 ho. Anything else?
Oh, well, we gotta hold you there. We gotta go to a break.
Okay, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
And anybody that's on hold, hang on. We will take you as soon as we come back from the news. But we have to have the news coming up. Santa's going to take a little break. When we come back, you can call in 508-996-0500.
It's the Santa Claus Show on WBSM, brought to you by New Bedford Fire Union Local 841. Santa Claus is here right now and ready to take calls from all the boys and girls of the South Coast. Give Santa a call right now at 508-996-0500.
All right, we are back with Santa Claus here, and Santa, I just saw an alert on my phone. Just want to let everybody know that the city of New Bedford is saying that it looks like there will be plowable snow tonight, but they're not instituting a parking ban. However, they are asking that if you can take your car off the street, if you could do that, that would be helpful. They said the salt trucks, sand trucks will be out around 10 o'clock. So.
Oh, good. That'll make it a nice flight home tonight.
And I think DPI deserves a little something extra.
Oh,
this
yes,
year.
We'll put something extra in their stocking.
For all the great work they do.
Yes.
508-996-0500 if you want to call in and speak to Santa. And I think we have another child here on the line. Hello, you were on with Santa Claus.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Merry Christmas.
What's your name?
My name's Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yes. What's something on your list?
I want a new baseball bat and baseball glove.
Oh.
I play in the South End.
Do you play down the South End?
Yep.
Oh. Ho, 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 ho. Are you moving up to the major league?
Yep.
Oh, boy. So that'll be great. How's hockey?
Good. I scored 3 goals today.
Wow. Ho, 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 ho. You're going to catch up to Gretzky.
Yep.
Yes. And who's your NASCAR driver?
Larson.
Oh, Larson. He won the championship. Ho, 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 ho. Well, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tell Nolan we said hi.
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and speak to Santa Claus. And if you need to send an app chat message on the WBSM app, you can do that as well. We do have that open so we can keep up with any messages that come in. So, Santa, when you're, you know, getting ready for let kind of walk us through what Christmas Eve is like for you. Because I know, you know, you're going to be up really late that night. Do you kind of get yourself some extra sleep heading into Christmas Eve? Or
we go to bed early. Mrs. Claus gives Santa a great meal. Santa goes to bed very early. We're up early. And I would say probably 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Santa is already loading up the sleigh, getting everything ready. The elves help. The reindeer are fed properly. They're ready. They're properly groomed. They're ready to go. And then we head out probably around 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. We start because it's a long, long night.
And then everybody's going to leave you alone once you get back for.
Yes,
for,
once we get back,
you got to recharge.
Santa, Mrs. Claus will always take Santa's coat off, and Santa will put his feet up on his recliner.
That sounds like the perfect day. And so, you know, you mentioned loading up the sleigh. How does it work that you're able to get all these gifts for kids all over the world onto this sleigh?
Well, it's magical. It's a very tall bag. I can probably something similar, but 3 times as big. If the little boys and girls, I don't like to talk about the Grinch. However, he did turn good in the end. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spoil the story. He found his heart. That bag times 3 or 4 is what Santa has to deal with on his sleigh.
And then, as you're taking gifts out, like new gifts are magically taking their place
in,
until.
Yes.
Wow. So, I mean, that probably helps, you know, keep it so that you don't have to put as much strain on the reindeer, because if you had every gift for every kid in the world, it'd really kind of weigh it down.
And actually, Tim, Santa had a special request. On the way back, on the way across, while I'm in Greece, I have to pick up a case of natural, pure olive oil for one of your listeners, Tim.
One of my listeners wants some natural olive oil.
From Greece, because he was born in Greece, and he wants natural olive oil for Christmas.
So, now, did you have to arrange it so that somebody's going to leave some out for you, or is there like 24-hour olive oil stores?
One of the farms, there's a farm, an orchard. Down at Greece, and I'm going to make a special stop there for one of your listeners who sent me a letter.
Well, there you go. Now, we know that you love cookies, and people are going to leave cookies out for you. But
yes.
What other foods does Santa like the rest of the year?
The rest of the year, Santa likes a prime rib. It's very nice. Pork chops. chicken. Fish. Santa loves everybody, he loves all foods.
Well, Santa, it sounds like you need to make a visit to the butcher shop.
Oh, yes, yes. And see Eric.
and
make sure something's in his stocking.
He's been a good boy this year because he puts up with my phone calls every Friday.
Yes, and he has a new baby, and Santa's going to bring something for his new baby as well.
And when you are, you know, out there and getting out there and meeting all the people ahead of Christmas time, do you find that, you know, as the kids are seeing you and even the adults are coming over to see you, like, does that get you more in the Christmas spirit? Does that get you excited and amped up for Christmas?
Yes, because I see the belief and I feel the belief. And that's what it's about, believing. And believing makes magic, and that's the magical part of the season.
There you go. Well, kids, if you want Santa to make some magic for you and bring you what you want for Christmas, call in 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and speak with Santa Claus. And again, we've mentioned this before, but we have to thank New Bedford Fire Union Local 841 for helping to make this happen. They're always good boys and girls over there.
Yes, there are. They are always good boys and girls, not only Local 841 New Bedford firefighters, but all firefighters throughout the world. because anytime they're called upon, it's to help somebody, police as well. But we want to keep in mind that, our public servants who take care of us and who take care of Santa. We have a small fire department up at the North Pole that they take care of us when we have problems.
Now, are those like elves that work in the fire department, or they're firefighters from other places?
No, there are a group of elves. We have a smaller station. Sorry, elves, no pun intended to you. We do have a small station. We only have a couple of houses up at the North Pole. We need a station. We do have four elves on each fire truck, and we have four fire trucks, and we operate. That's how we operate in case we have an emergency, because Mrs. Claus never burns food.
And do you have any fire safety tips for Christmas that you want to recommend?
Make sure there's no fires in the chimneys, fireplaces, so I don't want to burn my bottom. I leave that to the firefighters and firefighter Anthony, who comes here frequently from what you've told me. So,
and we'll definitely be talking to him, I'm sure, before Christmas. It really is. It's very important to not have that fire going on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Or, you know, just make sure you put it out when you go to
and
bed.
Put it out.
So that Santa can make it down the chimney. I can see the bottom of his suit. It's a little singed. So there's some people who haven't really listened to that. 508-996-0500. You are on with Santa Claus. Hello.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
We can hear you there.
Hello. How are you? Hello. Hello, how are you?
Are you there?
Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. Put me online on the radio.
Yeah, you're on the radio.
Hello, Merry Christmas.
Do we have a parking ban?
No parking ban, no.
That's kind of what we're looking for, and it's kind of hard to find in this city.
So the mayor just put out a post on Facebook that I saw right before we came back on that said there won't be a parking ban, but they are asking if you can take your car off the street to take your car off the street.
Well, we already did that. It's funny when you look for a parking ban in New Bedford, it's a joke.
All right. Well, that means
the fire department, the police department, but the city should post that.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw it on the. I just happened to open up Facebook to put up a picture of Santa, and I saw the mayor had put a post up about it. But that's all that I had heard.
All right, no, that's good.
Well, okay, well, Merry Christmas.
We've got Santa here.
Would you like something for Christmas?
Yeah, I want $1 million.
Well, Santa can only advise you to try lottery tickets at this time.
No, I hear you. Have a good night.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And I mean, it is $1 billion Powerball jackpot
tonight,
Santa.
Yes, it is.
So,
yes.
I mean, I got a ticket. Yep. I only buy a ticket when it gets to $1 billion.
Right.
So, you know,
it's worth it.
Right. If I'm going to win, why waste it on a small jackpot? One. Right. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and speak with Santa. And we were talking before about how good all the boys and girls have been this year. And I think, you know, Santa, we've got a lot of kids in this listening audience who are very respectful kids, who are very well-behaved kids, and I want to give a shout-out to their parents, because it's their parents that are making sure that they behave year-round.
Yes, because the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, Tim. We have a lot of good boys and girls, and sometimes when they do misbehave, the adults put them back on the right track, because that's how we learn, is from our mistakes. If we don't make mistakes, we'll never learn. So in order to get better, we make a mistake, because failure is not falling down. Failure is not getting up, Tim.
There you go. And I like the idea that, you know, the kids who might, you know, act up and misbehave, you know, one time doesn't ruin it. You can still earn your way back onto Santa's good list.
Good, yes.
And the important thing is, though, is you've got to try.
You have to attempt, make an honest effort to get better, yes.
And, you know, you saw when I was a kid, there were times when I acted up, and there were times when I didn't do the right thing. But I think overall, I was in the plus category.
Yeah, especially when you were at the diner all those years. You made some beautiful eggs.
But I was a little naughty sometimes there.
Sometimes, yes, but it's part of working with the public. It's very hard, but... But then you get better, and you're a good boy.
And, you know, the other part of it, too, is you realize as you get older that, you know, you want to keep that magic going year round. So you carry a little bit of that with you every day, and you can never be too bad.
Right. And because you've been better and you're a good boy, Santa brought you something. Because I brought Mary. I got to stop at Trip Towers. I'm going to bring Mary some nice athletic wear for her to wear outside.
Because
I noticed that she walks up and down the halls. So Mary needs some nice athletic wear to be outside. So we'll take care of Mary. But Santa brought you something because you're a good boy.
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome.
Should I open it here on the air?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do it. Let's see. Oh, I gotta open the box.
Oh, it's the elf.
Wow, look at the stamps,
yes,
Santa.
Yes, because I had to have the elf send it to me special.
All right, let me see.
Because I knew.
Open it up that way. There we go. All right, let's see.
So, listeners, Tim wanted this many years ago, but had let it go. Santa kept it aside for him when it was the right time.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Santa, how did you find that?
Santa left it aside for you. He knew you wanted that, Tim. I waited for the right time because you do such a good thing for our listeners and for the public. I wanted to get you something that you've always wanted, but at the time did not have the money for it when you were smaller.
So Santa got me a Trans Am model, a 1978 Trans Am, the year I was born, a Trans Am. That is amazing. And I have been wanting one of these forever.
Yes.
I can't wait to put this together.
See, Tim.
I'm going to be like
a good boy. But now you can't go in backwards. You've got to stay on the good list.
I'll stay on the good list. But now I'm going to be like a little elf myself putting this together.
Yes, you are.
You know, and I'm about the same height as them, too. So it'll work out. This is awesome. Thank you so much, Santa.
You're welcome.
And I'll put a picture of that up on the WBSM Facebook page so that everybody can see it. And see, the magic keeps going. You just,
yes.
Listen, I'm almost 50 years old. I'm going to be 48 in a couple weeks.
Wow, yes, you are.
And you're never too old to get a favorite Christmas gift.
Yes.
So now this is going on. Next year when I ask the question, what's your favorite gift that you ever got from Santa? This is the new number one. All right, let's take a break here. If you want to call in and speak with Santa, 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Santa Claus is here, and he's ready to take phone calls from all the good little boys and girls of the South Coast. Call him now at 508-996-0500. Now, back to the Santa Claus Show on WBSM.
And we are back with Santa Claus, 508-996-0500. If any of the kids out there want to call in and speak with Santa, we're here until 6 o'clock, and we can take those phone calls. It's also important to note, too, Santa, that it's not just Christmas time. It's also the end of 2025.
Yes.
It's the start of a new year and a chance to kind of start anew.
Yes.
And have hopefully a better year. Listen, every year people say, oh, this has been the worst year ever. And it always seems like things kind of pile up. But every January 1st is a chance to start over and start anew.
Correct. It's like living in a house for many years. You collect a lot of things. You put boxes here and there. And then when you go to clean the house, now it's a lot of things. But that's like all the through the course of the year, we all collect things, whether it be good, bad. We put them in the backpack that we carry. And then hopefully, the new year, empty the backpack
clean
and
it all
start
out.
Fresh.
Yep. There you go. It's like having a brand new house.
That's right.
Once you get it clean. And I think that this year has been a year, too, where people have, you gotta keep behaving yourself and keep being good at the forefront of your mind.
Yeah.
You know, there's all these little challenges that make it easy to say, I think I'm going to go down the naughty path this year.
Correct. You know, it's just we have to, trust in each other, trust in ourselves first, trust each other, trust our neighbor, and just be good to people.
And if you could give one gift to New Bedford as a whole, what would you want to give to New Bedford this year?
Oh, boy.
Every year I say I'm going to write an article where I say, here's New Bedford's list to Santa of what New Bedford would want, but I can never really think of anything.
Well, I get a request from Barry, who lives down the South End, but Santa's not into engineering at this time. Just to be good to each other is really a blanket statement for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Respect one another, respect yourself, respect one another, and just respect for everybody.
And I think, too, the other good thing about the way that people do that is, we here on the radio, you know, Santa, you listen from time to time on the WBSM app up there in the North Pole.
I do up there. It comes in great.
You get all of these people who want to yell and argue and complain and all that. But in the end, we are all friends and neighbors, and we are all looking out for each other. And somebody might call up and disagree with somebody, but, you know, you'd still defend their right to disagree with you. And that's what we need more of that. We need more of that kind of community feel.
Right. Yeah. Just respect for each other. Love one another. Respect one another. And just agree to disagree.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
And then if you can't agree to disagree, sit down with some milk and cookies. That makes everything all better.
Oh, yes, it does.
And I'm an Oreo guy, but
that's okay.
I can get behind a good
Santa
chocolate chip
too. Say no to Oreos.
I saw Santa. I think it's an early Christmas present for me. I saw they're putting out zero sugar Oreos. So
really?
Now I can have all the Oreos I want without any of the guilt.
Oh, soda for Santa is zero sugar soda. That Santa loves that. But zero sugar Oreos, Santa could put on another 50 pounds.
Hopefully you won't. Hopefully you won't. But that's the thing is I'm still going to dunk them in whole milk.
In whole milk.
All right, 508-996-0500. Hello, you are on with Santa Claus.
You're on with Santa Claus. Say hi.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. What's your name?
What's your name? Is it Colby?
That's Daddy.
No, it's not Daddy. It's Santa Claus.
Hello. Hey. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hey, Jenny, say hi.
Hello. Bye. What's something on your list?
Bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. What do you want for Christmas?
What's on your list?
What do you want for Christmas? Three basketballs.
Wow. Are you gonna double dribble them?
Triple dribble them.
Oh, triple dribble. Wow. Santa wants to see that.
Yeah.
And you could put that on the tube of you.
Like a Woody doll.
I like a Woody doll.
Oh, a Woody doll. Okay.
I had like four in a row.
Oh, you had four in a row?
Yeah. I got one for my birthday, my Christmas, my other Christmas, and my birthday and my Christmas.
Do you collect Woody dolls?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have that many. You do. You collect them.
I collect them.
Wow.
All right, say bye.
All right, Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
And 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and speak with Santa. And Santa, the kids that are calling in.
Yeah.
Now, some of them are a little bit shy.
They are.
And I'm sure that that's something that you deal with a lot when you're out there, when kids are taking their pictures with you and everything, that the kids are a little shy. Kids have no reason to be afraid of Santa. You are the best friend that any kid has.
That's right. There's no reason to be afraid, but Santa sees a lot of, you know, sometimes they cry, they're afraid. I'm in a big red suit. They're not used to it. Santa understands. And as they get a little older, they're more willing to sit on Santa's lap for a picture.
And, you know, the hard part about that is, you know, you don't want to have your mom or dad have that picture of you crying on Santa's lap that they can then bring out later on. Because listen, yes. Kids, someday, you know, you might like somebody and, you know, have a romantic interest in somebody. And you don't want mom or dad taking out that picture of you screaming on Santa's lap.
And that picture falls right out of the photo album.
And that's why we say, you know, this show, when it's over at the end of the night, we're going to put it out on a podcast. So that people can save it if they want to hold on to it. So all these kids that are listening, someday their mom and dad are going to play this for somebody else in their life and say, remember that time you called into Santa Claus?
Yes.
So, and you've had the opportunity over the years to see a lot of different generations of kids grow up and see all of the different, you know, kind of generations and even beyond generations of families. And it must do your heart good to still hear these kids call up and still get just as excited about Christmas every year.
And the tradition is carried on through their belief.
Christmas is one of those special times of year that is unlike anything else the rest of the year.
Yes, so magical, and it's about giving.
And you know me, I'm a little bit grinchy when it comes to the Christmas music. I don't play Christmas music until we get right before Christmas. Yes. But I know some of these folks that are listening, these are year-round Christmas music people. They're keeping that spirit going all year round.
Yes, they do. The magic.
508-996-0500 if you want to call in and speak with Santa Claus. And one of the things, Santa, that is different, I think, about this year is what we're hearing from a lot of these kids is they're not asking for a whole bunch of stuff.
No.
You know?
Just a couple of things.
Seems like they're going to be happy with just one or two things. And even one child calling up and saying, I just want you to have a good Christmas.
Yes. That's very nice. Very touching.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Because, listen, I know when I was a kid, I was guilty of this. Going and sitting on your lap at different places and asking for like 20 things. And then they're saying, okay, kid, move along. Move along. So, I can understand, the excitement of getting the chance to talk to the big guy and having that direct audience with him. But also, move along and let some other kids ask. These kids don't seem like they want to have they want to take up too much of your time.
No, one or two things and they're happy.
So what are you looking forward to for, yourself? What is Mrs. Claus going to put under your tree?
Mrs. Claus is going to put, hopefully, some cookies. She prepares a lot of meals for Santa. But usually she'll get me a new shirt. She doesn't like me to see me in red all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So once in a while I might get a blue shirt under the tree, but it might have red poinsettias on it.
Like a Hawaiian shirt with those.
Correct.
So listen, Santa, I know that when I was younger, I didn't always appreciate it when I would look under the tree and I'd open up a gift with my name on it and it was socks or underwear. But as an adult, you learn getting socks and underwear for Christmas is actually a pretty good
thing.
Yes,
it's very important.
Especially for some of us that don't get it for ourselves the rest of the year.
Yes, that is true. Correct.
So by the time you get to Christmas, it's time.
Yep, because you can only go to Dash Laundromat so often.
I was just there today.
Oh, you were?
Dropping off some laundry, yes. And really, Santa, what's great, too, is that you've got a lot of kids here who, you can tell are going to take care of the gifts that you bring them.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about this the other day on my show. You get Christmas presents, and by the time you go back to school, you've already broken them.
Right.
But it seems like these kids are really...
We'll take care of them.
Yeah, they're really responsible with their toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 508-996-0500, if you want to call in and speak with Santa. We're here for another 27 minutes or so, and then we got to let you get back to work, because you've got so much you've got to do this time of year.
Correct, yes.
When you get back tonight, do you get a little time off, or do you have to get right back to work?
Well, we have to stop at Steve's Wine and Spirits first, because the elves have put in requests, because they're very cold up there. Then we'll stop at D's Dogs. I don't know if they're going to give me the Friday deal, the two hot dogs and chips.
Well, that's an everyday deal, Santa.
Oh, it's every
day you can get two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for $5.
Can you get 10?
Yeah.
Oh,
you can get as much as you need.
Okay.
And I can tell you this, D's been very good this year.
Yes, they're on the good list. D's on the good list.
I don't know if you remember, but back a few months ago, they had their 40th anniversary party, and they gave out free food like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, they were very nice to the public.
So, yes. So, they were definitely in the Christmas spirit,
yes.
even before Christmas.
For sure.
All right, let's take a call here. 508-996-0500. You are on with Santa Claus. Hello.
Hello, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hello, Merry Christmas. What's on your list?
What's on your Christmas list?
Patches.
And
turtle. And orange. Then the burger.
Yeah.
And the Mr. thing.
Yes. Oh, boy.
And
yeah.
And then that puzzle call the toy.
Oh, and toy, yes.
Koala.
A koala?
Yeah.
Oh, like a stuffed baby, a koala bear?
And a dinosaur.
And a register?
A blue dinosaur?
Oh, a blue dinosaur. Wow. Ooh. Is it like a Tyrannosaurus Rex? A T-Rex?
So that's it.
Okay, well, Merry Christmas. Are you going to leave some cookies out?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Santa loves cookies.
I'm sorry, what else?
Reindeer food.
Oh, reindeer food.
They love carrots and oats.
Say Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and speak to Santa Claus. Again, don't be shy.
No, don't be shy.
But then, you know, we only got about 20 minutes and we got to let him get back to work. So it's a busy time of year for Santa, and we appreciate you taking the time time of year to come and visit with us.
Yes, it's a pleasure to come down and visit the South Coast.
Do you have some favorite things that you like to see in New Bedford while you're here? Do you like to go to the Whaling Museum?
Santa likes to go to the Whaling Museum. Santa likes to get...
We have a nice fire museum.
Yes, the fire museum that's on Bedford Street. That's a nice place. Local 841 firefighters. Where else? Santa likes to walk the halls of City Hall to make sure everyone's behaving on the third floor.
Do you like to ride in the elevator?
Yes, I go in the elevator. I visit Melissa in the mayor's office. She tells me that he's okay. Because I like to check in with Mayor Mitchell, see what's going on up there. Let's see. There's so many things to do. Santa likes to go to the zoo.
Yeah.
See my animal friends at the zoo, the bears and the fish. They have a lot of fish.
We're so lucky to have such a great zoo around here. Yes, we're lucky to have the zoo. And just a reminder, the zoo is going to be closed on Tuesday. They put out an alert the other day. They're closed on Tuesday. So, and speaking of Tuesday, we're going to get some cold weather coming in. We get some snow coming in tonight.
My ride back home tonight. Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be feeling like Christmas.
Yes, it'll be like Christmas.
And, you know, I'll try not to get on the naughty list when I complain about having to go out and shovel.
Or people using the snow blowers.
Yeah, I mean, that's I think a lot of people probably have that on their list this year because they're worried. We haven't had a lot of snow.
We haven't had a winter. Yes.
So they're thinking this might be the year. So you're going to get you're going to be delivering a lot of snow blowers,
yes,
I think.
This part of the world has not received a lot of snow in a long time.
How's it been up at the North Pole?
It's always snowing. Yeah. Snow. We're used to snow. We love snow.
Yeah, but you don't have to. You don't shovel it. You just deal with it. You just walk right over it.
We just walk right over it. We have our racket shoes, and we just walk right over it.
That's the way to go. I wish I could do that. All right, well, let's take a break here. If you want to call in and speak with Santa, 508-996-0500. We'll be back with more with the Big Guy in just a few moments.
Merry Christmas!
Call in now to speak with Santa Claus at 508-996-0500. Now, back to the Big Guy.
All right.
Moving day.
Hold on.
A walk for Parkinson's is happening. Moving day.
Don't play that. Okay. Now we are back with Santa Claus.
Hello.
508-996-0500 if you want to speak with him. And, you know, we were talking with all these kids and all the kids who were doing a great job of calling in and sharing it as what they want. You've seen over the years a lot of different things that kids want over the years, but there's always those classics. What are some of the classics that kids are still asking for these days?
Now, well, believe it or not, some of the old things are coming back, like Atari.
Yeah, yeah.
People want Atari. Wagons.
Mm.
You know, wagons seem to be on Santa's lists, on the list for Santa. So there are some things that make comebacks.
And some of it are just tried and true things that, you know, kids are always going to want. I mean, you're always going to have kids that want bikes.
Yes.
You're always going to have kids that want. You know what came back that surprised me? Maybe not you so much, but definitely surprised me. Kids are rollerblading.
Yes, rollerblading, yes.
I thought rollerblades were like way back in the 90s, but people are back onto rollerblades.
Skateboards as well.
Yeah, skateboards are up. Skateboards.
Because now I've noticed you have some nice skate parks in the area.
Yes.
Yeah, one. Down near Belleville Ave, Coffin Ave, there's one up in the other part of New Bedford, the skate parks.
And I can confirm, I'm working on a story about it, but I can confirm that when they finish working on the highway, the 195 Route 18, they're going to be putting a new skate park in underneath.
Oh, wow.
So people were worried because they lost that skate park because of all this work.
Right.
But they're going to be putting a new one down, so we'll have more details on that. Yeah, kids are getting back into that. So.
We'll get kids ready. We'll get the elves ready to be making more of those.
I guess in the grand scheme of things, the skateboard's a pretty easy thing for the elves to make.
Yes.
You know, so it could be worse.
Some of my older children, like in their teens, They're asking for record albums.
Yes. Yeah. We just had a new record store open up in New Bedford. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it just opened up today for the first day. So, and of course, we've got a couple right down the street here. So, yeah, yeah, they're really making a comeback.
Yes, Santa's, the elves have been helping out with those as well.
But Santa is here to tell you right now, please do not try to bring back 8-tracks.
No.
Eight tracks were rough.
No.
All right, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and speak with Santa. One of the other parts of Christmas that was always one of my favorite parts of Christmas is Christmas dinner. I love, you know, did it all different ways when I was a kid. Sometimes we had turkey or ham, and then sometimes we went out for Chinese food. It was, you know, dependent on the year. What do they serve at the North Pole for Christmas dinner?
Usually it could be a turkey, or we sometimes say goose. But we have something like that, and then we all sit together. We got about I think it's up to 100 tables of 50 right now with all the elves. We all sit together. The reindeer are out together in their barn resting because of what a busy night they're going to have, and we just all eat together.
And I guess when you're sharing with elves, you know, you think to yourself, well, they can't eat much, but when you've got that many, you know, you must have a lot of turkeys.
A lot of geese, a lot of potatoes, vegetables. We have to have our vegetables, peas, carrots, corn, variety of colors. But we eat well up at the North Pole. Mrs. Claus makes sure that we're taken care of. But the important thing about when we're meals is that we're together. It's about being together and celebrating the season together.
And that's the best gift that really anybody gets for Christmas, is being able to be around their friends and family and all their loved ones.
Yes.
And even if, you know, you only get to do it a couple times a year, it always seems especially special on Christmas.
Right, when you get together and for the spirit of the season.
508-996-0500 if the kids want to call in and speak with Santa Claus. And I know I said, you know, the adults can't call in, but the adults can call in.
Oh, the adults can call in, yes.
I was saying all week long, because I didn't want the regular. Some people just have WBSM on all the time.
Yeah.
And when they hear a live conversation, they're like, I can call in.
I want to jump in.
And it's like, yeah, okay, but we're not talking about, you know, complaining about taxes or any of that stuff today.
And for our older adults, Joey Xavier, who has been a very good boy, and all he is asking for is for items to detail his car, so I'm going to make sure that he gets those items to detail his car. He's not little. He's an older gentleman. Joey Xavier, I have to make sure that he gets what he wants for Christmas because he's been so good.
So, see, Santa's watching even if you're older. Don't think that he isn't keeping an eye on you. Is there a cutoff? Is there a point where you say, okay, you're on your own now?
There's no cutoff. Santa's there. Santa accepts all letters.
So we better just stay on the good list all the time.
Just stay on the good list all the time.
Okay. Well, I guess that puts a little bit more pressure on me.
That's it.
But also, too, kids, when you do call in, keep in mind that if you want to ask for somebody else in your family, it doesn't have to be what you want. You know, maybe you want to ask for something for your dog or for your little brother or sister, or maybe you want to ask for something for mom and dad. One of the things that I always was happy about when it came to Christmas is, especially as I got older, you know, there was less that I wanted to ask for, you know, and I was kind of just like, whatever I get, I get. But it always made me happy to see, you know, the little kids, because I have four younger siblings, as you know, Santa.
Yes.
So it was always about seeing them get what they wanted.
And that they were happy, yes. And it's about the spirit of giving. And it's always nice to see someone enjoy something that you've given them. You know, the thrill of, it's not receiving, it's about giving.
That was always my favorite, especially when I was older. And, you know, nowadays my siblings, we all have kids, so we don't give each other gifts anymore. But when we were like in our late teens, early 20s, and we were buying gifts for each other, it was always finding that one perfect thing for somebody.
Yes.
You know, it was about seeing the look on their face when they opened it.
Yes.
And
the amazement.
Now it's like, just, you know, just give to the kids. That's the way we do it. 508-996-0500. Hello, you were on with Santa Claus.
Say hello.
Merry Christmas.
Say hello.
Hello, Merry Christmas. How are you?
I'm good.
What's your name?
Cannon Oliver.
Oh, hello, Cannon. How are you?
Good.
What's something on your list?
How are you, Santa?
I want a game called Hollow Knight Silk Song.
A game called Hollow Knight Silk Song.
Oh, Hollow Knight Silk Song. Oh, my, yeah?
Yeah. What else would you like?
A brand new hat.
A brand new hat?
Oh, a hat. Is it a baseball hat or a top hat?
Top hat.
A top hat. Oh,
a
my
top
goodness.
Hat. Oh, not a Santa hat?
Say thank you very much, Santa. Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. And 508-996-0500 if you want to call in. And, you know, see, we get some throwback stuff there.
Yes, a top hat.
A top hat. I haven't heard a top hat in a long time.
That reminds me of Frosty with his top hat. It was so magical. When he wore his hat, he was walking around talking, and when he lost his hat.
I like top hats. They're a good hat. Yes. They should make a comeback.
Yeah, that should make a comeback.
Especially especially this time of year, like you said, Frosty. But also, you know, you think of those old Victorian Christmas.
Yes, you know, the mansions that you have close by in Newport.
Yeah, and you see, like, if you look at it like a, you know, Scrooge or something like that, everybody's wearing the top hats. Yes. And all that. It seems...
I wonder if they come in red.
Oh, Santa, I think for you, I think there's a what's it called? The hat store. Is it a haberdashery?
Possibly.
I think. Well, anyway, there's a hat maker out there that can make you one.
Yes.
So.
And then we'll put some mistletoe and go see Mrs. Claus.
Put a little bit. Put it in the band. Then you're always under the mistletoe.
Yes.
Although I don't know, Santa, you might not want everybody coming up and kissing.
No.
The time of year when people all get colds. So.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to be carrying that around. All right, 508-996-0500. We have about 10 minutes left with Santa Claus if you want to call in and speak with him. And we are talking with him, of course, because the New Bedford Firefighters, the New Bedford Fire Union Local 841 makes it happen every year. They have that direct line to you to be able to, to reach out and have you come down. And you've always been great about making the time each year.
Yes, Union President William Sylvia, Firefighter Anthony Puente, they seem... give me a call, and I make it a point to come down here for what they do for our citizens in your area.
And that's because they're very good all year round at making sure that people stay safe.
Yes.
And that they avoid fires. And I saw a great video that they put out just a few weeks ago where they were teaching people for Thanksgiving, you know, how to avoid some kitchen fires.
Yes. And from what I understand, New Bedford, they didn't really have any. They had two minor oven fires, and that was about it because of the media and getting it out there. So yes.
Yeah, that kind of stuff happens, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that they were being irresponsible.
Sometimes accidents happen, but then you can get back on the good list.
And the best part is nobody burned their turkey.
Correct. Nobody burned their turkey.
And nobody was trying to fry a turkey indoors.
No. So, that's a no-no.
That's glad that we've taught people about that.
Yes.
All right. And if somebody asks for a turkey fryer for Christmas, you make sure you put a note on it that says, do not use indoors.
It will have directions.
Do people always read the directions, though?
We hope so.
All right. Let's take our final break, and then we can come back and wrap things up with Santa. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
Santa Claus is here, and he's ready to take phone calls from all the good little boys and girls of the South Coast. Call him now at 508-996-0500. Now, back to the Santa Claus Show on WBSM.
And we have about 5 minutes left if you want to call in. I'm sure some of the kids out there have been a little bit nervous to call, but they shouldn't be nervous.
No, don't be nervous.
I mean, they're probably like, oh, he's going to tell me that I was bad. But...
No, I've looked at the South Coast list, and I don't really have many bad boys and girls here. They all seem to be good, especially this time of year. They're getting ready for school vacation, and they're all behaving.
And so if you want to call in, 508-996-0500 in the final few moments that we have here. And then, of course, Santa, once you get everything done, you know, we'll give you some time off before we'll start bothering you. You know, then once January comes, the letters will start pouring in already.
Start going around again.
Kids will be calling in like, I forgot to ask Santa for this.
The forget letters.
Like, you're gonna have to wait for next Christmas.
Yes.
And what is your favorite holiday outside of Christmas?
Santa's favorite holiday outside of Christmas is Thanksgiving, because once again, it's about families getting together and spending time with each other, people getting together, and once again, it's another season of giving, Thanksgiving.
And it's another time when people can, you know, all the same kind of qualities that we love about Christmas, you get that as well with Thanksgiving.
As well as Thanksgiving, yes.
And the only, you know, downside is it's a working day for you because you got to go to the Macy's Day Parade.
That's right.
And at the end of the parade.
And I'm the caboose of that parade.
Yeah. But I guess that's not as bad as, you know, all the work you have to do on Christmas.
No. That's an easy
ride. Just take a nice, easy ride.
An easier ride down there. But Santa loves coming to WBSM.
Well, we love having you here. And, of course, we'll keep doing this every year.
Yes.
And if the kids out there, you know, even as you get older and you grow up, that's all right. You can still call in. I think we got one more call here that we can get in before we run out of time. Maybe a couple more if you want to try to call in. Hello, you're on with Santa Claus.
How are you? Santa Claus is on.
Is it me?
Sounds like
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, hello. Merry Christmas, Santa. I know I mean, I was just calling Tim. I just thought I had no idea that this was happening. This is
yes.
This is amazing. However, since you're there, I've got four kids.
Great.
Who would like to talk to you.
Oh, good.
All right.
I'm ready.
The first one's name is Mateo.
Hi, so Mateo.
Come on now.
Okay.
It's Santa.
Hi, Mateo.
Hello, Mateo.
Am I on the nice list?
Mateo, you are on the good list. I want you to stay on the good list.
Am I on the nice list or on the naughty list?
You're on the nice list.
Oh.
You're still on the nice list.
What do you want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Hi.
That's his. Hi, what's right, something so on your list?
What's on your list, Mateo?
An iPad.
An iPad. Oh, boy, iPad.
And nothing else.
Oh, that's just an iPad. Okay, electronics.
All right. Well, let's ask the other kids what they want. We got about 2 minutes left.
2 minutes left. Right. Quickly, Jake, what's something on your list?
Switch 2.
More electronics, I guess.
Yeah, more electronics. Yeah. The elves have been very good with their electronics.
He's certainly not fake.
You're not real. You're not real.
Hello.
Really? What do you want?
Nothing.
All right.
An iPad too.
Also, another iPad.
Oh, another iPad.
No. All right. So that seems to be. I thought that would go smoother. It didn't. Great. It's great radio. But Santa, Tim, I just want to wish both of you the happiest of holidays, and to all the folks that are listening out there, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all of that stuff.
And to you as well.
Same to you.
All right, you guys, take it easy.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And we're just about out of time. So Santa, again, thank you for coming in, and we always love having you here, and hopefully, you know, you have a nice, smooth, easy Christmas.
Yes, thank you. And Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners and everybody on the South Coast.
And you're going to get some really good cookies from these kids.
Oh, I'm going to get some good cookies, especially from the firefighters, Local 841.
All right. Thank you to Local 841 for helping to make this happen. Everybody out there, have a great Christmas and a Happy New Year as well.
Happy New Year!